Now, the Czech Prime Minister's rocky relationship with the media reached a head on Monday. At an emotionally charged news briefing, Mirek Topolánek lashed out at journalists, accusing them of bias, betrayal and corrupt practices. He even went so far as to call for a law which would regulate press freedom. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
It was expected to be a news conference dominated by the 2008 state budget, but the Prime Minister had a surprise in store. Instead of outlining planned expenditures, Mr. Topolánek launched an attack on journalists, accusing them of blackmail, corruption and revenge. He said that during his time in office, journalists had threatened him, slandered him and harassed his children, while the Czech syndicate of journalists stood by and did nothing. Prime Minister Topolánek said that the Czech media, even the serious media, pandered to the opposition Social Democrats and did not hesitate to pay for classified information from state institutions. In short, he said that the Czech media had become a cesspool and that given the lack of ethics in journalism, it was time to think about a law which would regulate press freedom. Commentator Jiří Pehe says that while this unprecedented outburst was sparked by the media attention surrounding the Prime Minister's private life, there is a deeper underlying problem that is common to many post-communist politicians, getting used to the fact that the media has a role to play in a democratic society.
First, I don't think that the Czech Republic needs any law that would regulate press freedom, and unfortunately I think that the Prime Minister is repeating the same mistakes that his predecessor Jiří Paroubek was making, because Paroubek also proposed a change of law and he had a very rocky relationship with the media as well. And in fact, Paroubek made very similar charges. He argued during his tenure that it was the Civic Democratic Party of Mr. Topolánek that supplied journalists with gossip and information which was then used against the Social Democratic Party. So I'm really surprised that the Prime Minister is willing to really repeat basically the same line, which puts him in the same category with his predecessor, whom he criticized exactly for making statements which are hostile to the media.
Meanwhile, Adam Černý of the Syndicate of Czech Journalists, whom the Prime Minister accused of failing to do its job, had this to say.
We have to say that Mr. Topolánek and even the previous Prime Minister did not contact us with any concrete complaint that could be passed to a Commission of Ethics. We are not surprised by Premier's threat to create a law regulating freedom of expression, because such a threat is not new and was used also by previous Prime Ministers. We are deeply persuaded that freedom of expression is not regulated in any democratic country, and if Mr. Prime Minister is interested, the syndicate is ready to organize a conference with topics, journalists and politicians, of course, with his participation.
Whether the Prime Minister will take up the offer remains to be seen. In any case, he concluded Monday's press conference in fighting spirit, saying that although his battle with the media could not be won, he would not give up the fight.
Daniela Lazarová ending that report.